Hey, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today's episode, I'm going to bring you some important yet motivating ideas and really just hopefully an attitude that you can adapt to your daily life so you're feeling better about yourself and you're motivated to get stuff done you need to get done. Now, a lot of people in society, I notice, young people especially, people don't like responsibility. People rather play video games in their early 20s. People rather just take it easy, not work too hard when they're young, work super hard maybe in their late 20s and 30s, you know, and some work hard in their early 20s. You know, some people are off to college partying. You know, a lot of girls are partying at college. You know, depends what route you take. At the same time, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, necessarily have the cushy parenting that some others did. Now, I want to talk about something that's even trendy. The boomers. Okay, so the boomers were the people who had kids in the 50s and the 60s, maybe even the 70s. And the boomers, they had the boom. That's why they're called the boomers. So they boomed children. My grandmother had 8 kids. Okay. And that's amazing. You know, I love my grandma. I love how she had 8 children. But, you know, that's what people did back then. You know, people wanted tons and tons of kids, and it was great. I'll tell you right now, you know, after the boomers happened, you know, and we had, I'd say, kids growing up in the 80s and the 90s, well, you know, the millennials get a bad rap, even though I think the millennials are just in a more diverse work culture, you know, so there's so much more to do now than there was. That gives us a bad rap. At the same time, hard work is replaced by technology, and the boomers might not even like that. You know, some boomers are mad. People are making millions online on their cell phones, and it's ridiculous, but that's the way it is now, you know, and everyone's got a cell phone. Where Elon Musk said we're part cyborg with our cell phones, right? And it's true. It's like a cell phone. Most people spend probably 2 hours a day on a phone. Probably, it's probably even more. It's ridiculous. And, you know, North America especially, right? I don't know about India or China, but I know that China's got lots of technology. So I'll tell you this. So basically, you know, we have a society where it's set up that things are easier to do. And there's no excuse not to get stuff done because things are so easy. Okay. So we got to stop making excuses for ourselves. We need to get stronger, get smarter. We need to understand, okay, we can do better. And we need to understand that, you know, there's a lot of easy ways to fix problems nowadays. And hard work is underrated. Okay. Hard work's underrated still. But some jobs, overworking is overrated. So working too hard is overrated, which is definitely as it sounds. You know, don't overwork yourself, right? That's a lesson I learned. You know, some jobs nowadays are a lot less physical, a lot less laborious. Technology is really advanced to help us not have to do as much physical labor. Now, I'll bring it back here and I'll tell you this. You know, so what I want to touch down on with today's podcast is a very important issue. And it's an issue that is motivating and inspiring, you know. Very important. You know, people gotta learn how to fix their own problems. You know, and I don't wanna say it condescending. I don't want to mean it in a negative term. I don't like being negative or condescending in my podcast. It's not my objective, you know. I want people to be happy. I want the world to be happy. The world to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows too. And I'll tell you, you know, I'll tell you this. Of course, you know, I think good mood people make for a good mood country and more productive people. Happier people make more productive people. Okay. So now let me explain. People who know how to go out and fix their problems and go figure out how to do something. You know, you need to understand that life is about, you know, going out there, embracing life, failing, and then succeeding. You know, you can only succeed through failure. Okay, remember that. You know, sure, you can get it right the first time, but how many people are going to get everything right the first time, right? You succeed through failure. Now, let me tell you something else. So, when you're a young person, man or woman, you know, women can learn how to fix cars too, and women can do mechanics just as good as a man. You know, there's so much stuff out there, you know, and I'm glad sexism's breaking, and I'm glad, you know, people are, more aware of different types of, offensive behavior, and, well, you know, and that's okay. You know, I think the government pushed that agenda well. The government in Canada, they've pushed that. United States, there's a lot of publicity on multiple genders and different genders, and you know, that's a big topic. But you know, aside from that, I want the country to send a good message that you can work, you can make money. And there's opportunity to do lots of stuff. See, a lot of people, they just don't take so much of the opportunity that's out there, and they turn to drugs, and it's a shame. It's a crying shame. It makes me want to cry when I see people ruin their life to drugs, and they just can't get her back together because they've thrown away too much. Now, I don't want to sound negative, right? Like I said, so I just had to say it. You know, the reality is, there's people out there who need help and who need, you know, more guidance. So, you know, don't end up homeless. Don't end up ruining your life because you forgot to love and take care of yourself. Now, I'll tell you this. Here's what's very important. You got to have a good attitude. You got to be motivated for your own goals, okay? Motivate your own goals. Stop procrastination. Stop being lazy. Motivate your goals. Okay. So important. I'll tell you this. Those who have goals to be motivated, okay, they achieve great things because they're living off of a high after they do something. You know, great achievers know and believe in themselves. They're capable enough. They can finish one thing, go on to the next thing, finish that, you know, do something else. You got to keep setting your bar higher. And that's simple. And that's easy. Life's got so many options, so many plethora of things to do. You know, look at Ernie. The guy was a bodybuilder. The guy was a governor. The guy was one of the greatest actors of all time. He was one of the greatest bodybuilders, actors, you know, governor, great governor. You know, the point is, he's just decided on something he wanted to do, and he put his all into it, and he got back. And, you know, what's amazing is there's people who do amazing things, and they're no special genius, you know. There's people who don't have a special genius, and they're basically just, you know, hardworking regular people like myself that just, you know, put their minds to stuff and get it out, get stuff done. You know, I've struggled in the past, and I've set myself straight, and I brush myself off, and I realize that's the way forward. And some things, some ventures will fail, but it's about how quickly you get back up. Okay. You know, I'm full of little, quotes and mantras, you know, How quick can you get back up after you've been knocked down? That's an important question, you know. Here's the thing, you know, be so tunnel vision. Gary V said it. He's so right. You have to focus and focus and focus and focus. You can't stop for the birds and the bees and to socialize with Cindy and Betty and you know. It's like you gotta really focus on your goal as happy as you can. Immerse yourself in the happy position. Here's another thing. The people who immerse themselves in the goals and just focus on tunnel visioning what they're trying to do, you know, too many people want to cheat and take shortcuts. The thing about cheating and taking shortcuts is, yeah, cheating and taking shortcuts can work, but it's not ethical. And at the same time, you know, that's what bothers me about bodybuilding. You know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, bodybuilding, they take steroids. So basically, they're not any superhuman. Okay, they don't have insane years of lifting. You know, they lift hard, maybe a couple hours every day, and they get results, but the results are based on the mere fact that they're on steroids. So it's like people are wanting to do whatever it takes to make things easier. You know, a lot of people like Rich Piana, they're on growth hormone and stuff like that. And you know, the point I'm making is that you don't have to take the cheating shortcut. You know what the cheating shortcut lets you do? It actually makes you worse, and it makes you a worse off person. Okay, I learned this lesson, and I analyzed this lesson as a young kid, and I've had it, and I've realized it, you know. And the people who are always looking to create bad shortcuts instead of optimizing for themselves, and you could look at that, you could say steroids is optimizing my bodybuilding. I spend half the time in the gym, recover twice as fast. Because that's what steroids do, right? But truth is, my friends, okay, is that really the best way for most people to keep a mentality and maintain an approach for a hard working, long, satisfying career? Well, in the business world, it's different. Business world is not bodybuilding, and vice versa, right? Most people are trying to make it in the financial world, working 9 to 5, you know, and bodybuilding can just seem like a crazy thing. I think most people think bodybuilding's probably crazy and just, you know, well, why am I spending all this time? I could spend it with family and friendly, you know, people, and instead of lifting weights, it's like, you know, so think about it. You know, I'll tell you this. Yeah, I understand shortcuts are good, but fair shortcuts, optimize your work. Okay, Bill Gates optimizes Microsoft, you know, optimizes the word of 2019 for me, you know. Hope everyone did their New Year's resolutions. You know, things go and they change, and you need to not always go with the flow. People who keep their head strong and go on their own path tend to be great leaders. Okay, the people with strong heads who are great leaders, they understand that, well, life is either going to have people hold you down, hold you back, or it will have people who can teach you not to hold yourself back and teach you going on your own the way forward is perfectly fine. You know, a lot of people don't go on their way forward and they stick with what their friends are doing. And that's okay. Okay. There's nothing necessarily bad about it. I'm keeping it positive, right? But what I will say is that just because you're following your friends doesn't mean that that's always the best choice path for you, right? And you know, there's so many brilliant people too that just go under the radar and go under what would I call would be a massive waste of their creativity and their brain power. Like most people use 50% brain power and don't think of new ideas. Most people are on autopilot at some 9-to-5 job, or maybe they work nights, you know, and they're just, you know, working in the daytime over and over, wake up, shower, breakfast, coffee, you know, out the door, go to work, right? This is the routine. Now, you know, optimizing that routine is even better for you, right? I'll tell you, it's important to optimize what you do in life. It's important to realize that your success is also going to be a variable by the different things you do to get the outcome of success. And that's basically a good way of me putting what I was talking about earlier. So you understand that when you decide to be someone who's different in the way they do things, you know, that's powerful. You got to have your own powerful sense of ideas. I'll tell you, about 85% of the population doesn't have a powerful enough sense of their own idea. That means they lack confidence in the self-belief that their idea is actually worth anything. Jeff Bezos in 1995, he said, "I'm going to make Amazon. My idea is worth something." Everyone is a regular human being. We all have sets of ideals. We all have belief systems. We all have beliefs. And if you don't believe in yourself, what are you living for? Okay? What else is there to believe in yourself? Okay? That's right. That's it. There's only self-belief. There's confidence and self-belief. A lot of people just don't have the confidence to believe that their idea is good, so they just never try it. You know? And you gotta have that belief in yourself. You know, what you're going to do is going to make it. Because that's all men and women have at the end of the day. Right? Your ideas. Your ideas, your actions. You know, did you patent that device yet? Did you patent that app? Look at Facebook. Facebook's just an app people use. Is worth $70 billion. Well, it's worth more than that, actually. Facebook's a simple, measly app Mark Zuckerberg made. He was in Harvard. He didn't even graduate into anything. He might go back. And all Zuckerberg did was make a little website that's a social platform, right? The social platform is nothing of the extraordinary. When you look at it, okay, it's just a website filled with pages and funny memes and videos of a collection of that people find funny, entertaining, and whatnot, and important news articles sometimes, once in a while. You know, like, it's, what is Facebook? It's nothing great. I've seen better chat operated systems on a laptop. Okay? Like, I don't even think Facebook is the ultimate interface. I don't even think Facebook is really top notch, top of the line. You know? I mean, I frankly, I think it's just a waste of time. It should be a business portfolio. Right? Facebook should be a business portfolio. You got to understand that life is practical. Life's about being practical. It's about keeping up good images who people think you are. That's highly important, who people think you are in good images. You know, the mistakes people make is that you're trying to do better for the future, right? You're trying to improve yourself. So improve yourself for the future. You know, go make a business website. Start something. You know, my uncle started a great business. You know, all it takes is someone who has a business belief idea, and then they can take that idea and they can unfold it and they can go to great places with it. Now, again, I'm going to say this very clearly. It's so important. What is the power of your belief? Okay, this is the pivotal question that will change your life. Is the power of your beliefs unbreakable, unshakable, so strong you could stand up and yell about it and scream about it and say you love your company and you love this? Well, go to work hard with passion to see your goals come to life. Okay? You don't stop. And here's the thing. People are industrious. People are quick. People are really, really working hard. And they're creating things. Every day, something new is being created. Every day, people are transforming businesses, working together. People are really working side by side to form something, to formulate a company, building it up, you know. So just remember, life's competitive. You can't sit on the guidelines, right? The sidelines, sit on the edge, and even sit on the guidelines of society that society tells you, okay, just go work a 9-to-5 or go to college, live, pay taxes. You know, that's not a great life, okay? You know, aim for university. Aim to get a great college degree. Yeah, we need police officers. Yeah, some people are going to take jobs less desirable. But at the same time, you know, we need to love and respect our police more. That's a big, big thing I really can't stand. There's not enough love and respect for police. People are so quick to complain, man. Everyone's so quick to complain, and it really hurts my mentality. And I'm sorry to bring you guys down to tell you about complaining, but you got to stop it, okay? You got to stop complaining. Forget it. Think positive. Think positive. Do for yourself. Forget about the outcomes. Okay? Failure is inevitable. Opportunity. Remember that. That is so good. A failure is an inevitable opportunity to learn from, to grow from, to be better afterwards. Okay? You know, watch out. There's lots of scams out there. There's lots of people who, you know, I understand. I get scared myself falling into a trap, falling into a scam. You know, I've talked a bit about that on the podcast. You got to realize people are way too honest and naive sometimes. And I've been a little bit honest and naive. And, you know, I want to find out, you know, there is corrupt people who will, you know, take advantage of you. And everyone wants to trust the world. when you grow up in a trusting world and in a trusting society, right? A trusting society and a trusting world is much more powerful for people to believe in the system in which they operate in, right? Under the government's control, basically, or under the government's law and under the government's, you know, things I gotta do. Like, I'm rational too, and I know, you know, no law necessarily has to stop me. But am I smart enough to follow the law? Because I also care, and I think laws aren't made to be a joke. You know, people don't take the law seriously because they don't take life seriously, and that's where problems happen. You know, you got to understand that. Find good friends, find good people. You know, avoid people that are bad, avoid people who are destructive. You know, at the same time, you got to sometimes be a teacher to those who are on a destructive path. You got to remember, everyone's an influencer. Okay, no matter who you are, you influence people. And so if you're always a bad influence, well, how do you think that makes other people feel and other people act? When you're a bad influence, others are going to pick up on how you act, and they're going to be a bad influence. So remember this, you know. Stay strong and fix your own problems every day. I want to end off on this podcast, give you a few more words, okay? Make sure you're doing your best every day, head first into challenges. You know, you can't fear head-on challenges and head-on problems. You need to go and complete what you need to do. Help healthy people, self-loving people. They go out, they transform what they have done to better their life. You got to look at things in a bigger picture sometimes, right? When you look at it in a different picture, once you finally go and complete something, it's a process and a pattern of stimulation after you complete the simulation in your mind, right? So it's like this. It's like envision yourself beating something in a video game, or envision yourself doing 100 jump rope. Envision yourself doing 20 push-ups. You go do it. You've seen the simulation of yourself doing 20 push-ups in your head. It's powerful. You do the 20, okay? You get up and you feel stimulated because you accomplished what you envisioned and what you thought you could do. Okay? And that's real power. And that's the type of strong brain power that will make you and break you under situations where most people fold. Like, let's say in the gym, some man will look at a weight and say, "I don't want to lift that up. Why would I lift up 40 pounds of a metal with a bar? That's not practical." Some man might think, "I want to get bigger arms, curls for the girls, you know?" And he'll lift it up. And that's his motivation. Some people, bodybuilders, they visualize how they want their body to look, like Arnold did. And then he just made himself look like he wanted. And that's like sculpting. You know, he sculpted his own look, his own body. So you got to understand, sculpt your own life. Sculpt your own way of living. You know, I'm a nice guy. I'm a very nice guy. You know, here's the thing, you know. Don't mess with me, right? Everyone needs to have that attitude, right? You know, don't mess with me, right? Don't mess with me. Why? Because here's what Don't Mess With Me does. Don't Mess With Me builds your confidence, builds a backbone. Okay? Don't Mess With Me builds a backbone so people won't walk on you. Right? Not enough kids build backbones. Okay? There's people out there in the working world that don't necessarily strive. I knew people who worked in their 20s for like 5 years at maybe in a McDonald's and they never moved up. Why is that? Because they never tried to move up. Maybe it was belief. Maybe it was they just never attempted it. And the thing is like, you know, you can only have the growth when you go for the jump. Okay. And people got to love you, respect you, and see the good in you. You know, some people, they work with you, they hate you, they use you, you know. That's the sad, cold reality of a lot of people you want to avoid. I got stuck in a trap multiple times. I got stuck in two traps in my life. I worked at a 5-year job. It was awful. I worked at another 2-year job. It was awful for me. You got to understand your ability to progress is completely individualized. Okay, and here's what happens. I've talked about this before in the podcast. You know, once you separate yourself from the rest of the pack, okay, like I was mentioning about your friends, you're now a strong individual. And you know what people don't like? Your friends don't like strong individuals. Why? Because a strong individual is harder to break. It's harder to mold. Strong individuals are usually set in their ways in a sense. And also, they're competitive. Very competitive, strong individuals. And they have a set goal that they don't stop. Like The Rock. The Rock is the perfect example. The Rock is like a moving rock. I'd call him the asteroid because he's always going forward, lifting weights, staying dedicated, acting after acting after acting, constant working, TV shows, you know, star appearances. The guy's got so many films under his belt. The guy's a workaholic. The guy's, you know, everywhere and anywhere. And that's what it takes. And you either got to love that life and learn to love it. You know, because that's important, right? And some people never have a parent to help them boost and experience and achieve greater outcomes in the world. You know, I never had someone over my shoulder telling me, you can do it, raising me with utmost support and care. You know, I never had a ton of utmost support and care. I had to go out, do things on my own. And I'll tell you, you know, raise your kids with love and support. Another thing, you know, you need some good support systems. You know, I've talked about it before. It's vital. You know, you can be the best friends are the ones that just support you no matter what. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. The best friends you have are the best friends you will ever have, okay, are the friends that support you no matter what, okay? If someone likes to go off mountain hiking and you're into space travel and you meet up once in a month or once every couple of months or something, even if that friendship's just for coffee and talk about old family values and stuff like that and whatever. If you support each other and say, hey, how great, how's your business going? How's your work going? You know, that's amazing. Amazing. You know, it's important to raise people and to give people some tender love and care sometimes, man. You know, how do you build people up? Well, it's not necessarily building people up. It's just realizing that, you know, humans are fragile, right? Humanity is fragile. Humans are fragile. And it's important to always come back to this fact because too many people try to be super strong and sometimes they crumble. Sometimes they persevere, right? What makes someone persevere over crumbling is their undying need to prove themselves. You know, that's the biggest motivation, I think, is always out there. The Rock said his back's always up against the wall. So remember that, you know. He's motivating himself, thinking someone might come along, take his career, maybe. You know, anyways, that's enough for today's podcast. Share with your friends. Share with your family. Come back on the next episode. We'll have a next good episode for you soon. Thank you, guys and girls. Hey, what's going on? What's good, my podcast listeners? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today's podcast, I'm going to be spitting you some truth, okay? I'm going to be the truth doctor today. And I'm going to, you know, just tell you really what's going on in society in North America and, you know, why there's a struggle, why people are hustling, why people are struggling to get out. And at the same time, you know, what is the way up, the way out, you know, a lot of people turn to culture to make money. And that's a great thing, but you know, eventually culture runs dry. You know, industries made America, and industrial age was amazing, and industries will continue to, you know, boost for America. The three largest companies, you know, Google, Apple, Microsoft, or and Amazon. Well, it's really four. You know, those big tech giants, they're great to get into. At the same time, you know, it's a tech industry. We're living in a tech age. You know, I said it. I heard Gary Vee say it, you know, and I've said it before him. And you can go back and check my podcast. I got tons of good content still starting in 2018. So let me break this down for you real nice and simply. You know, education is almost put out the window. I would say the best and only education people honestly need is just business degree. Okay. If you're an engineer, be an engineer. Okay. Engineer and developing new ideas. Like, look at Tesla. All Tesla was a guy, Elon Musk, who never gave up on his dreams. He literally went bankrupt at one point doing Tesla. Then he ended up selling his battery-powered technology for like $40 million, and boom, then, you know, he just became the Elon Musk we know and love today, you know, revolutionizing the world, you know, focusing on the future. Like Tesla's bringing like solar roofs. Solar powered stuff's gonna be amazing. You know, there's big crises right now in pollution levels in California that need to be regulated and dealt with. Like, pollution's bad in California. You know, there's so many fires. Like, they gotta get stuff under control. People are too happy living, and they're living for tomorrow instead of a better today. Okay, and I'm here to definitely spit some truth bombs. You know, hopefully those ones didn't hit too hard to home, but you know, truth is, humanity neglects, and humanity lives in its own bubble, thinking everything's all right with homelessness, with you know, people with still got STDs and still got, you know, just even diseases and diabetes, and just people got it hard, you know. Even in California, there's a hard area, you know. There's millions in California, and, you know, they need millions of help, and they need lots of people. You know, some places got ruined, and, you know, I don't know how good everything is after Hurricane Katrina, but, you know, that was devastating, you know. But Americans come together quick, and they can rebuild quick. At the same time, let me break down what is good for humanity right now, okay? You know, I'm against this abortion. I don't think abortion should be illegal. I think illegal abortion is so strict. You know, you need to be really careful. I don't think states have followed suit, but, you know, I think states should follow suit with legalizing marijuana. You know, legalizing marijuana could help turn over taxes and pay them off, you know, and or just boost the economy in a city at the same time, you know, even a state, right? And, you know, now that I've just brought up a few current things, you know, I'm going to give you practical advice, because you know what I love to do on my podcast? On my podcast, I love to give practical, sound advice that's always good for young people for the future. Okay, so let's break this down real quick here. Okay, it's important to be analytical. I've talked about it before. You need to be an analytical person to be successful in life. Like, let me tell you, I lived my youth, and all the successful things I did in my youth was analyzing things. From analyzing how to write better, how to read better, analyzing new words, you know? Bless you. Okay, so here's where things become really good news. Okay, so after doing some analysis and realizing, well, we have a culture right now that is very hard pressed on, you know, young teen pregnancies and young relationships, and, you know, I get it, you know, boys and girls want, at the same time, you know, don't necessarily need to be involving themselves in relationships so early, but it's like, well, here's where the problems lay, okay, guys and girls. So what's happening is that we, as a society, aren't monitoring and keeping it social, that, you know, we're focusing on LGBTQ, socially, you know, human rights, sure, freedom of speech, yeah, gun control issues, socially, yeah, you know, all those things are great. But, you know, what's happening is we've become an over-socialized culture that we forgot that there's importance in work, and there's importance in teaching people and millennials good work ethic, you know. At the same time, I'm gonna be real and tell you, you know, people having kids way too early, and it's ruining their lives and ruining their chances. You know, I've seen, you know, I know single mothers, are high, right? But I think single mothers are even higher than what the statistics say. Like, single mothers got it rough. Fathers, you know, girls don't want to stay around if the baby daddy don't got money. You know, and you got to understand, it's like, living in North America, it's competitive. You know, it's not like China. Why does China feel it's okay to just have babies all the time? Because in China, right? In China, it's communism. They don't care. They'll just pop out children and pop out babies in communist China, and it's like, you know, it's not going to have an impact on too much, you know. Sometimes more people for the economy is better. At the same time, if the quality of life that the people aren't providing is failing each other, right? If you look at the bigger picture is, well, we're all doing parts to kind of do our part to make society better, make our community or maybe make, you know, the city you live in better. But it's like, well, there's people suffering, there's people who don't know what to do, don't know where to go, and there's people who have, you know, lost their life. See, life is a very, very slippery slope, guys. It's hard to climb, and it's easy to slip off and forget, you know, pay rent, and you get drunk, or, you know, you get robbed, and it throws you off. You know, there's so many things. Like, I'll tell you, you know, I've been robbed where I used to live, I was robbed, and, you know, that really hurt. You know, there's people who need advice on how to get over getting fired from a job. You know, I've been there. At the same time, you know, people need to open their eyes and accept these realities. You know, people got to get over it. At the same time, you know, you got to deal with that. And it's like, you know, yeah, that's important to be able to come forward with the stuff you've been through and stuff you've been dealt. At the same time, you know, you got to stop blaming things. You know, people got to stop blaming racism. We had Obama for 8 years and no one was really racist. You know what I mean? Like, Obama was the president for 8 years, you know, and in Canada, we're anti-racist. You say anything racist, the prime minister will yell at you and the prime minister will get you in trouble. Like, you know, and we're aware of how our prime minister acts here in Canada. At the same time, you know, Trump, I don't think Trump's racist. You know, Trump is just a very big American icon. You know, if I would describe Trump the best, I'd say he's an American figure icon. You know, Trump, businessman, real estate, you know, good speaker. The thing, really, why Trump's so good, to be a good president, you need to be a good talker, right? You want to be a good speaker. You need to tell people what they want to hear. At the same time, you know, even though that's sometimes bad, that's the reality we live in, okay? People, you got to understand, people make fake promises, but you know what isn't a fake promise? Reality. You can't deny reality every day when you got to wake up, take a breath of fresh air, drink some water, take a shower, take care of yourself, get clean hygiene, you know, and go learn and earn money, you know, learn to earn. And really, a lot of people, you know, yeah, your life might be comfortable, you know, but you can always go and do more, you know. Some people, I think, don't have that energy to go out and be independent. You know, some businessmen don't start till they're 35. Like Jeff Bezos didn't start till he was 25. You know, the internet's here. It's a new era. It's a new way to make money, to make business happen for you. You know, at the same time, you know, it's important that you and we pull together. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, need to just be more responsible. You know, you got to think about your career. You know, this is what today's podcast is really about. Okay. I want you to know today's podcast is about making money. It's about finding your inner source and inner resourcefulness to where you're going to go create a future that's stable and practical. Not enough people are stable and practical. Even myself, I'm not stable and practical enough a lot of the times. And, you know, you got to reach out to people who've had success and learn from them. It's just that simple. There's really no other better way. Okay. Is there other ways? Yes. No other better ways? Well, unless you are really so brilliant and you don't need to rely on anyone because you know everything and you're so brilliant, then yes. I would say I'm right. I could be wrong. Because there is brilliant people out there, you know. There is an Einstein with 213 IQ, you know. The max IQ you can have is like 300. Anyways, you know, so what's important to note is like we got people who are innovators and people who are so smart that they stay ahead of their time because they're already on to the best technology that's ahead of their time, or they're just, you know, they're on YouTube. YouTube's great. YouTube can make you famous. YouTube can make you millions. You know, Kardashians are interesting. At the same time, it's like, you know what? Like, girls spend way too much money on makeup. And it's hard being a girl. Like, let me break it down. It's hard being, there's too much pressure on women. Okay? And not enough pressure on men to perform. As in, performing in life. Like, my dad didn't put a lot of pressure on me, say, you should own a home by your 25. Listen, if your dad doesn't tell you you should own a home by your 25, there's issues. Because most successful people, or a lot of successful people, even depending on where they go, where they've been, they own a home at 25. You got to have strong, unshakable goals. This is the most important thing I'll tell you all podcasts. So remember this. All podcasts, I'll tell you, you need strong, unshakable goals. Not unfathomable. Even though sometimes I can work to your favor because no one saw Tesla coming, you know, or eventually, you know. But here's the thing. You need to be unshakable. You got to be steadfast. Here's the thing. Steadfast is important. Why? Because steadfast means you're on your journey and you don't want anyone, no one's going to stop you. You don't want anything to stop you. You know, Dana White was talking with Tony Robbins and they talked about, you know, you got to forget what all the haters say. Okay? You got to forget everything anyone's ever told you and just do you and go make that money and be unstoppable. I remember when I was successful, or when earlier on in my life when I was making money, working hard, I listened to nobody but the head of my voice, which was telling me, just go, do it, show up, make the money, work hard. And, you know, that is definitely an attitude you need to carve into yourself, okay? Get my metaphor? You need to carve that mentality into you. So you wake up every day, you got a little bit of cortisol, you know, you're geared, right? Go out, get sunshine. At the same time, you know, don't burn out, okay? That's important. But maintain successful relationships. Here's the thing. Too many people, I'll tell you, look at this, even being a gangbanger in the United States, being a part of the gangs is an awful idea. You know, people will, look, you know, Killer Mike ain't a part of that. Obama wasn't a part of that. You know, even the guys who, Tupac and Biggie who were a part of the Blood and the Crips, well, what happened to them? They got killed because gang violence is violence against and everyone. This is how you need to think about it. Okay, this is a new era. This is new age thinking. Gang violence is hate against everyone. Why? Because it should be offensive to everyone. People don't understand it's not offensive to everyone. Why? Because it's breaching on your freedom and your safety as Americans. Okay, there's people pushing the gang life. There's people, you know, suffering so bad, even in the United States. And it's like, well, go make a move to where prosperity's happening. You know, at the same time, prosperity is important to chase. And it's like, well, you got to look for practical ways. You know, like real estate makes tons of money. Real estate's never bad. You know, I bet you even, you know, more cultural icons are going to invest in real estate. Bill Gates has been investing in real estate. You know, there's just so many opportunities to make long-term money and, you know, own things of value that accrue more money, that are stable and practical, right? Like what's stable is, yeah, the housing market. People are like, yeah, the housing market ain't stable, okay? What are you talking about? Nah, but here's the thing. The revenue, because everyone needs a place to live, is stable. There's not even enough homes in California to support, you know, homelessness there. And it's like, well, you know, they got to go out and make do with tents, and they got to go make a change at the same time. You know, it's important to realize, okay, you got to find something that is going to change you and mold you for the better. And a lot of people, right, a lot of people, women and men, they don't understand that they can see it through, you know. And that's hard, okay? It's hard having an end goal, an end vision. It's hard to end to see it through. Even myself, I struggle day to day. I know there's greatness in me. Am I harnessing the greatness inside of me every day? No. Should I be harnessing the greatness inside of me every day? Yes. You know, people got to learn to never give up. At the same time, people got to learn, you know, playing it safe and following the same path to whatever career you've decided to do. You know, that's a lot of playing it safe. Like, people want to be entrepreneurs in 2019. The trend will probably continue in 2020. You know, Instagram can help. Sure. YouTube can help. Sure. You know, entrepreneurs. Some people think entrepreneurs will change and save the world for the better. You know, technically Elon Musk's an entrepreneur. Elon Musk is running SpaceX. He's an entrepreneur. You know, starting your own business. I'll tell you, you know, I don't know if I said this fact, but you know, people got to focus on businesses, successful businesses. From running a McDonald's to owning and creating your own, you know, pottery shop, whatever. What's a successful business? See, here's the thing. You got to understand there's more practical, pragmatic things. I don't think there's really, Gary Vee saying there's counterculture with Amazon selling off on books. Start your own bookstore. No, I don't agree with that. You know, bookstores have their place. At the same time, there's more analytical evidence that suggests, you know, okay, well, what is a $200,000 year job look like? Well, it could be a doctor, you know. So, you know, that's one thing. You could be, you know, like an engineer, okay? You know, you got to understand what is a high-paying salary? What's a high-paying job? And then you got to know, you know, what do kids cost every year? You know? What is your cost of living? You know, these are just pragmatic things everyone should take into consideration and a calculation every living day of their life, and they don't. They simply don't, including myself sometimes. I'll be like, oh, man, I want to go do that. I know I should do this for myself. But I want to spend money on this. You know what I mean? And so you got to understand, people got to practice discipline and practice sacrifice. And that's a hard truth bomb right there. Jordan Peterson said it, though. Okay. Jordan Peterson said, well, pick your sacrifice. Right? Pick your sacrifice. Because we're all sacrificing to go to work every day. You know? So here's the thing. Put on a smile anyways when you go to work. You know? Everyone sacrifices to go to work at the same time. Sacrificing for a cause. Sometimes you need a cause, a greater good other than yourself, but at the same time, you got to do for you first. You can't, you know, you can't help a man who doesn't want to help himself, or a woman who doesn't want to help herself. It's that simple. You know, so people got to lay off the drugs. They got to lay off the cultural stuff too much. Listen, culture, I'm not trying to be communist, okay? But a lot of the times, culture, gang banging, you know, thinking it's cool to be, you know, a robber, thinking it's cool to be, you know, okay, well, a hipster, whatever. You know, hipsters are at least harmless. You know, you want to be an earthy type person, that's great. No, no problem. But robber and gangster, no, I'm against that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll tell you, we need more, you know, homegrown ideas. The grocery stores get expensive, man. You know how many, most bills are probably on food. You know how much the food industry makes? Oh, it's unbelievable, man. Canada food's expensive. In the United States, it's cheap, but then again, it's gone up. Prices for food have gone up. You know, inflation is all real. People got to understand what inflation is, okay? And the value of the currency. The value of the currency is so important. You know, these are things that parents, my dad never taught me too much on the value of the currency at the same time. You know, it's kind of like, well, being someone who is intelligent enough to analyze and figure out, well, you know, what's a good ideal practical job where I got job safety, where I'm at least safe at a job too, you know what I mean? That's another thing. You know, I work construction, that can be a dangerous place. You know, some places can be dangerous. Some places can be, not suited for everyone. At the same time, you know, people need to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much out there to do now. You can make a phone call, apply to university, apply to colleges. You say, oh, I can't get in this year. What do I got to do in 2 years to get in? You know what I mean? And you know what? And even at that, you know, if you ain't going to go start your own business, starting your own business is great in the States. You know, people love, the States loves people who learn how the system works. Analyze the greats, you know. You could always invent software. You know, there's technology is just flying like the speed of light, man. You know, people are up writing their own algorithms, their own, people are 18, people are 23 and millionaires because they made an app. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just telling you truth, right? And I'm telling you, you know, I you got to look at things like, okay, well, what's the reality in the long run? What does this job make a year? Is that enough for me? You know, am I going to sustain my family on that? You know, you got to start thinking, ladies and gentlemen, you know, people want that family life still. Well, here's the thing, you know, you got to be like, okay, we'll talk to your significant other, your spouse, and be like, well, what's the game plan? You know, where are we looking in 5 years? You know, you guys, if you like, that's where people got to look at relationships. People looking at relationships like, shit, like, man, I wonder if we're going to last 6 months. We going to last that long, girl? You know, that's what they're saying, right? It's like, what? You know, how about, you know, stop buying your lover a new car and whatever, this and that, going to small claims court, being on Judge Judy, whatever, you know, like, people got to think, you know, do you got plans for the long run? You know, I watched a show the other day, the guy and the girl were together 18 years, and they didn't get married after till after 18 years of being together. You know, interestingly enough, you know, it's important to realize you're the most important person in your life. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You're the most important person. And, you know, it's vital that you realize your vitality and your vital importance. Okay, it's vitally important that you sustain your life, sustain living, sustain everything afloat. You know, and it's like, it's so hard to fall. It's so hard to keep it up. You know, for it is. Most people living paycheck to paycheck, you know, living in slums or living in places that, you know, aren't that good. You know, even credit cards are sometimes very bad. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that is just like, well, you know what, it's caused you problems. It's causing people problems. You know, people got to realize and wake up and be like, yo, yeah, I did this wrong, or yeah, you know what, I shouldn't be doing that, and yeah, you know, I gotta start looking at things differently, right? When your game plan ain't working, you gotta go look at things differently. Take a little bit of risk. Here's the thing. Analyze where the market is mainly going. It's all tech. It's all online sales, tech. You know, this is where get into online sales. Online sales is like the old version of fur trading, except for you're trading stuff online or you're selling it wholesale. You know, people can get their needs and stuff, and they don't got to get overcharged at Walmart necessarily. I'm not saying that's true. You might not get overcharged at Walmart, and Walmart's really cheap and fair. Like, I'm just saying, you know, reality is you get a lot more selection online than at Walmart. And, you know, people already know that, right? But the point is, you know, are you watching what you buy? Are you ordering to your home? Are you practical? Are you sustaining stuff for the future? You know, I think meal prepping and meal planning is important. For me, I plan to buy, like, I go out, I'll buy things in bulk sometimes, or I like to buy things on sale in bulk. You know, that's a great lesson to learn. Here's the thing, you can also flip stuff. Like Gary Vee was saying, you know, go flip stuff. Go buy stuff, flip it, sell it on Amazon, eBay. You know, this is where most people are going to make money, because it's an extra way to do so, right? You know, why is Storage Wars such a big show, right? Storage Wars was such a big show because it involved people who thought about, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that, and this is going to work out for me, right? You know, so now you got to realize, okay, well, you know, this is what people have created for themselves. And, you know, life is, for most people, you know, driving, going out, working, you know, driving to work, working, drive back home, take the kids out for dinner, maybe order some pizza or something. You know, these are old ways. You know, the future is changing. Okay, there's much better foods for us. There's much better quality of life. People are using their Google Homes. You know, you can ask any question now. You know, how to beat diabetes. I learned tricks how to avoid and beat diabetes while just reading stuff on the internet. You know what I mean? Stuff that even a doctor isn't gonna know, because there's so much information that a doctor just won't be able to explain to you in one doctor's visit, right? It's just that practical. I could scroll through an article and read twice as fast as listening to a doctor tell me something. You know, and it's all out. A lot of that stuff is outdated information he might have learned 10, 20 years ago. You know? So, people got to understand, I'll tell you,
the value in research. People got to stop giving up. You got to research. After you think you researched enough, you research more. Okay. People got to realize there's a lot of angles to success, and there's also a lot of angles to being the best you can be. Okay, that's it for today's podcast, folks. I'm signing off, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate the listen. Share with your friends, your family. Share with the world. Share with anybody you think might like to listen. Enjoy yourselves. Love yourself the most, the first. Okay, that's so important. And, you know, truth bomb. I'm going to leave you with one more big truth bomb. Most people bad at saving money. Practice how to save money. Pick up some finance books. For real, there ain't enough out there. There's been more books written on sillier subjects in life that people have read. People need to read practical books. How to make money. And that's it, folks. I'm out. Hey, I'm coming back to you with another podcast from yours truly. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everyone's doing good. It's winter time in North America. If you're down in Florida, you're probably fine. Same thing with California. But either way, you know. I want people to understand, you know, making money should be an all year round job. At the same time, I have great advice for all of us. You know, there's hope for all of us. You know, most of us are optimistic doers either way. We don't know. We have fear. You know, do you really know if your business is going to work out or not? No, you just try. You know, you could get sick tomorrow from some disease and wind up bedridden, you know. You know, you've heard this saying, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow, right? You know, so the point is we could be gone, and, you know, every day we're still taking a bit of risk to make sure we're working, our businesses are working, or, you know, the business we're working for is running. And, you know, it's important to note that, you know, be an optimizer. You know, I've talked about optimizing a bit before, but I really want to talk about how you can be a person who moves to the top of your company because you're a good worker. Now, a lot of people, they might work hard at the bottom level, maybe move up one spot, and decide to stop working because they think they earned it because they moved up from a regular colleague to like a supervisor, right? Well, there's problems in that. There's massive problems in that. Now, let me explain to you and show you how and teach you why there's problems in that. Okay, so what happens is that basically you have people who can't understand that you reach a certain level and there's always more to do, okay? There's more to do, there's more money to make, there's more to have, there's more to get done, okay? You know, a lot of people... Well, what tends to happen is they don't get motivated to move up to the next level, you know, move up to corporate, you know what I mean, or move up past a company, you know, become the CEO of your company, you know, learn how to run the company. See, that's what's important. Learn from the management how to manage really well. And see, sometimes you got pee poor management, and I'm sorry. And I've worked for I've worked for a couple places where it's just, you know, you got to know what to learn from management and what not to learn. You know, reading a management book is fine. I knew a place where a guy graciously gave a management book to someone and he threw it in their face. And that guy got fired because he couldn't manage or supervise, you know. So what it comes down to is it's important to always be working diligently and, you know, working with the people you work with. And this can either be in a figurative sense that just means, you know, you have a good attitude, you know. You don't have to be literally working side by side individuals, even though, yes, that's still good to work side by side individuals. My advice here to teach people is just to tell you that it's good to just get along with people and also approach and treat your colleagues with respect. Okay, that's what's important. It's important to treat colleagues with respect, and your approach and your kind words is meaning so much, you know. It's just important to be caring, and it's important to be someone who is good with people, at the same time wants to keep their professional image, you know. You know, some people, they take their job too competitive and they lose track of the sight of the small things that actually matter, and they lose track of people, and they just become tyrants at their job place, dominating everyone, becoming a brutal tyrant, not caring about people, at the same time not even caring about the work process, which really matters, and people, of course. So, you know, so people will just forget about the work, forget teaching people, forget training people. Some people won't, you know, some people just you know, they just throw everything out the window because they become so set in their narrow-minded ways. And that's a lesson a lot of people have to learn. And some people, I knew people in their 40s, and they never learned that. They got this narrow-minded view, and they're so kind of just fixated. I knew people who even worked 20 years who were probably, you know, smart, capable, and they just work somewhere, and it was, you know, catastrophic because they didn't realize their potential value, or or their value in potential growth to expand their knowledge, expand what they can do, expand where they can go in a company, expand what they can learn at work. I knew places where there's so much to learn at work, you know. If you just got a job that, you know, your boss isn't the brightest, you know, then just leave. And you know, an education is an education. At the same time, yeah, you need to be careful what you educate yourself about. At the same time, educated people or educated books is where the future is going. Or ebooks. I think ebooks will be the future. Read online information. You know, online information. You can literally apply to any job online. Any job online. Apply to any job online. It's unbelievable. It's unreal. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's just satiating. It's just so satisfying. It's just out of this world, super magnificent. We can apply to any job online. Like, it's so incredible. It's so amazing. You know, it's just so good. You know, let me tell you, it's amazing. It is perfection that we live in this job available place that has so much opportunity now and has so much so much intelligent stuff for us to go do. You know, sometimes people get caught up in their own ego and people forget to acknowledge, you know, well, does that really matter? No. You know, does it serve you? Does it really help you? No. I'll tell you, I know people who are so rich and they don't even own a Lamborghini. You know? So, a car collection will eventually cost you money if unused. So what's the point of owning 20 cars if you're not going to sell them? And at the same time, you know, it's not even realistic to own 20 vehicles. And some people don't even drive every day. You know, people got to start thinking about realistic goals. Stop feeding into brands and stop feeding into, you know, we have so much amazing opportunity. Stop feeding into bad information and start assessing and evaluating and filtering through to good information. You know, this is what's important. We need good information. We need valuable people, and we need a good bright future. Okay. I hope people keep making money. You know, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I've been through times in my life where I almost couldn't get up every day, you know, and I went through a dark period. I had a hard time in my life where I couldn't get myself out of bed on time every day, and it was a bit rough. At the same time, there's a lot of pressure. And I want to give people advice. There's a lot of pressure getting up and going to work every single day on you, you know. And make it stress-free at work too, you know. And I'll tell you, there's another thing else. So there's a lot of pressure going on. At the same time, there's also a lot of things that happen that are important. At the same time, you know, where are you going to grow in a practical way, right? Where are you going to grow in a practical way? You know, more people need to speak up and say, I deserve this. And I made a podcast on that. Go back, check out my older podcasts. You deserve the best in life. You deserve to move up in life, you know. Some people just don't feel good about themselves to ask for a raise, to ask for more from the company they work for, ask for a better position, ask for more responsibility, you know. Again, I want to go back to a little bit about, you know, once you make it, but I'll tell you, there is a little bit of stress that comes along with work. I don't want to, you know, scare people, but don't be someone who stresses, like I just mentioned. But here's the important part I need to tell you. The pressure of getting up every day should propel you to get to work. And a little bit of pressure on yourself is okay. Okay, that's what people need to understand. There's a very fine line, a very fine balance. A little bit of pressure to get something done is fine. Anyways, you know, back to what I was saying. So let's get that out of the way. Let's get to the important stuff. Okay, back to the important stuff. You know, once you make it in a company, that's good. You know, keep looking how to make the company better. Look forward to seeing smiles on people's faces, you know? Like, just be somebody who's smart enough working side by side with people who can, at the same time, manage in a good way. And a manager's really there if people have questions and need help. And at the same time, a leader should serve, you know? It's not always about commanding directions. It's not always about, it's not always about certain things that your ego wants to, you know, control and dominate. You know, sometimes it's okay to have high energy and to direct people where things need to be done. That's not the case here. What I'm talking about is, you know, you want work to run smoothly and efficiently. So all the greatest, most successful workplaces have a process in place. Okay. Well, how do we rebuild cars? There's a process. Oh, what's the process? How do we fill this grocery store? There's a process. Oh, okay. How does this business make money? There's a website. There's online activities. There's credit card information. There's a process that you one would do to purchase, right? There's a process, people, right? So now you need to understand, okay? Right? People have a process. Businesses have a process that you should follow because that's important to surviving a company and surviving a business and thriving, right? Now, how practical is your process? You know, is the work being done in a timely, efficient manner? You know, is things optimized to benefit the company in the best way possible? Is work practical? You know, are you checking on the time of people? You know, that's important. Some people might take too long, and that's okay. You just tell them, you don't got enough time for this. How's your time management skills? Do you have time to do that? Is there time for employees to finish the work that you assign them? You know, some people don't understand how to be a supervisor because they can't actually supervise over people. They can't actually, you know, is there enough time for that to be done? Do you have time to go fill all that stuff? You know? You know, sometimes people don't, you know. At the same time, you know, what can you train people on and what can you have people do that's effective, you know, in a really good way, you know. Sure, sometimes you need to know what are your company women and men good at, and what are their policies. At the same time, you know, it's almost like, you know, here's another thing that I have problems with. I really have problems with this, really do. I'm gonna speak about it right now, and you know, I don't want to offend any women listening, but where I've worked, people take it easier on women at the workplace than they take it on men, okay? You know? Like, people at the workplace take it way easier than they take it on men, right? Like, workplace women get treated better than workplace men, right? And I understand some women get treated easier. Some women won't work at the same pace as a man. And some men push themselves harder than women want to, you know? Doesn't mean that, You know, some jobs are very practical, and some jobs women are working harder than men. Sure. Truth is, though, you know, if a position requires a certain amount of work from someone, and let's say the average man or woman equally, right? So this is how people need to see things now. I'm clearing things up. The government take note. The government take note right now. Okay, from what I'm about to say. If man or a woman cannot do the position on average in the length of time that you provide them to go achieve something at a workplace, then hire someone else to finish the rest of the work. That's when you know, okay, no man, no woman on average is exceeding rationally what this position's time frame is capable for. Okay, well, what do? We hire someone else. Hire somebody else. You know, I knew people who had worked at a place for, oh golly, must have been like 14, maybe 15 years, 14 years. And they were worse than people just starting off. Can you imagine that? Like, they didn't want to get better. You know, they just didn't care. They just let themselves slide down a slippery slope to failure. And I'm sorry, and that's depressing. And I don't want to see people fail. I want to see people succeed at the same time. You know, you must be careful how you behave at work, man or woman, at the same time. You know, act appropriately at the same time. I wanted to say, be someone who can, be a light forward, and also be an admiration. See, some people, they can't direct things because they don't understand. Okay, well, you know, there's time to do it. And sure, sometimes people need to understand this. Okay. Life's not fair. A, everyone knows life is not fair. B, not all positions have the same work. C, you could work at a workplace, one person sits at the front desk, doesn't do too much work. Another person's working in the back nonstop, constantly. Okay. Management, take note. Okay. The guy or girl working in the back who's working their tush. Okay. Take it easier on them, because they're working hard. They're moving stuff. They're strenuating their body. They're probably straining and stressing themselves a little bit, right? While, you know, you got other people who, you know, muscles don't just come and grow overnight for everyone. Okay? This is what you need to know. Like average regular people, average regular people probably have one or more health concerns, you know? You know, it's like, our company's really insisting on keeping the health of their employees in check. You know, that's important. The answer to that is no. It's a big no. And people need to supervise their health. Next thing, oh, that's impeachment. That's infringing my rights. You want to supervise my health? Yes. Companies should supervise the health of their employees. We should have blood checks. We should have, you know, checks to see if that employee really is healthy. Can we do something for him? Does he need new blood? Does he have some disease? He have a disease? Or is there anything we could help them? Are they developing diabetes? Can we stop that? Can we help this employee so he can stay here and work longer? You know, I think a government needs to set up a healthcare station like this. I went to the hospital
And they took my blood, gave me no information. And that was it. Charged me for an ambulance. And, oh, it was brutal. You know, I got more help from a paramedic than I got from a nurse. Let me tell you. Now, nursing, some nurses are real slouches. Okay. That's a problem. And they're firing nurses in the province I live in Canada. It's bad. But at the same time, you know, what are we doing at hospitals? Are we really giving people the best care to live their life out longer and better? No. We could be giving healthier water at a hospital. We could be giving better care to every person. You know, I think the training and the quality of the nurses needs to go up. Even nurses want to sit around and collect a paycheck and do nothing, and I've seen it. And I'll bet you we'd see it every day walking to a hospital. There's some nurses that maybe they work hard, and I'm not telling you that. But there's if you're a nurse and you work at a hospital and you see another nurse standing around, sitting around, doing nothing, you say, hey, there's something we could do. There's someone we could tend to, you know. Maybe go check. You know, do you know how filled emergency rooms are in America and in the United States? Preach it to the brother right now. Let's go, baby. Okay, listen up. How bad is it everywhere? And in USA and in Canada, where emergency lines to get into your hospital, or you know, you have a problem and you got to sit in a hospital waiting room for 1 to 2 hours, to 3 to 4 hours, to 5 to 6 hours before you can get treatment, before you can get help. Right? You got to sit with the, I've seen people sit with a bleeding head and they didn't get help for like half an hour to an hour. It's unbelievable. You know, that should not happen. A nurse should pick that person up and say, hey, let's go right now. You could die. You know, how much more blood needs to be lost from this person's head before they fall over unconscious and you have to drag their body to a room and maybe resuscitate that poor victim and pump some blood in them or get their heart started again. Huh? Let's think about that, shall we? Nation, community, civilization, humanity. Let's think about that. You know, these nurses got to step it up. 100%. You take a nurse, you're basically like a Superman, Superwoman. Okay, you're there to save lives. Okay. You know, at least you can comfort people. That's another thing that killed me. I got a little bit of comfort from this paramedic. He gave me a blanket. And he told me some kind words. And, you know, what's your experience? You know, share me your experience. Share me your hospital experiences. I want to know, you know, send it in. Send me a message. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Send me a message about how your hospital visit went. And, you know, what you really think. Am I right? Am I wrong? You know, but overall, what kind of improvement do you think hospitals can provide? You know, technologically, you know, there's so much technological advancements that can be improved to increasing hospital funding, you know, saving money for a hospital, and also at the same time, treating patients better. It's about the longevity of patients. You know, more people go to a hospital, contract an illness from a hospital than about anywhere else.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. More people in the United States and in, I think even in Canada, they go to a hospital. They get sick from being in this hospital. More than about anywhere else. Okay, unbelievable. It's unreal. So, sanitation is important. Immune system. You got to realize most people are going to a hospital are in dire needs, and they're on their they could be on a deathbed. They could be very sick. They could be have immune system problems. They could have cancer. They don't know about it. You know, there's people. It's kind of like, well, it's no joke. You know, a lot of people, they just take it as, nonchalant. Anyways, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Share the podcast and keep on keeping on the best you can.